Stooped with age, this fragmentary seated figure raises his head, smiling his toothless if menacing grin. Deep facial creases are represented by incised lines on the face. They emphasize the shape of the long, stubbly chin and prominent cheekbones. The heavy bags under the eyes and the gaunt, pointed nose adds to the impression of age. The figure wears many bracelets and necklaces. His jewelry, together with the stool he sits on, indicate his high rank. His nose and the rims of his ears once held additional ornaments, perhaps made of gold. A smooth skull cap, or closely cropped hair, tops his elongated head. Such cranial deformation was considered a mark of distinction. It began when baby skulls were reshaped in early childhood. The large size, three-dimensional openness of the body, and the expressive nature of the face are characteristic of the grander works of the Southern Colombia, Northern Ecuador region, where their makers lived about 2,000 years ago. These qualities stand out within the body of South American ceramic sculpture. Look at the wall cases to the left and right to see the smaller, more compact works customarily found.